we're gonna go with call the meeting to order. For the purpose of proceeding, I would ask that the committee adopt Senate committee substitute for committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 75, Finance, Sections 1 through 22.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Hearing no objection, adopted. Senator Bankman?
Mr. Chairman, I believe we were in the HES budget when we recessed yesterday. We'd like to make some changes in the HES budget, or propose some changes. Primarily in the alcoholism grants, we had added a considerable amount of money to the alcoholism grants. I believe just over $2 million to the FY87 authorized level. What I would like to propose and move and ask unanimous consent for, Mr. Chairman, is that we reduce some of those alcoholism grants back to the FY87 authorized level minus 5%. That would include reducing the line items for Manelik alcoholism, reducing that line item to $632,400, reducing the Norton Sound alcoholism program to the same level, the FY87 authorized minus 5%, which would be $567,600, also reducing the Tanana Chiefs alcoholism to the FY87 authorized minus 5%, which would be at $256,700. Also in the alcohol abuse grants, reducing that line item to a total of $10,789,800. Those are the changes that we have, Mr. Chairman.
Any discussion? Any objection? Changes are adopted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And that concludes the HES budget. I believe there are some amendments that may be added
Mr. Chairman.
Near the end.
Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Now, if the designated grant question that we had yesterday, or I'll take care of it.
Well, I believe when we do offer amendments at the end, there are going to be some proposed language changes in those.
No further questions? We'll turn to the law budget. Right under the law budget, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Finance rescind prior actions on adopting the Department of Law's budget. Any objection? Not rescinded. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance Committee adopt the Governor's revised numbers and the Senate intent with the following amendment to page 10. Adopt the personal services line number of 3311.1. Any objection? Hearing no objection. Law budget's closed. Next item to take up is the court budget. Move and ask unanimous consent to rescind the prior action adopted in the court budget. Hearing no objection. Rescinded. Move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate Finance adopt the House number and the Senate intent. Hearing no objection. Adopted. The law is closed.
Courts, Mr.
Court. Sorry. Move to the Governor's office. Office of the Governor. Move the Governor's revised number with the following amendment. Page 14. The total figure should now read 4938.0. Ask unanimous consent. Hearing no objection. Adopted. On page 24, the total figure should now read 645.8. Hearing no objection. Adopted. Governor's budget is closed. We'll take a short recess.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would propose some changes or move and ask unanimous consent that we open up the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs budget.
Hear no objection? Open.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would propose on page 4 that we change from our action yesterday, that we change line 1 on page 4 to $601,600. Line 3, contractual from $54,100 to $36,000. And that would be for adding back one, deleting the two full-time positions, the one deputy director and one emergency management specialist, and just having one emergency management specialist in that line item. Next change, and ask unanimous consent.
No objection, adopted.
The next change would be in on page 24, personal services line item, delete or reduce line item 1 from 839.4 to 803.2, which would delete the add back we had added on yesterday of the offset machine duplication operator. And the next change would be on page 20, I skipped one. On page 20, Mr. Chairman, there was a technical correction on line 4, commodities, instead of 44,800, that should read 46,800. Move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt those amendments.
Hear no objection. Amendments adopted.
Those are the total of the changes for the Department of Military and Veteran Affairs, Mr. Chairman.
Military and Veterans Affairs closed. Have a short recess. Order. Take up the labor budget, Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had previously closed the labor budget. I would at this time move and ask unanimous consent. If I can find the page number. The apprentice outreach program that we added $180,000 on page 30, that we rescind our action on that amendment.
And ask unanimous consent. No objection. Adopted.
Page 48. That's the chart. Page 48. That we on line 2, the travel figure that we add 7.4.
Unanimous consent? No objection. Adopted.
That would be the proposed change to the Department of Labor. I move we close the Department of Labor.
No objection. Department of Labor is closed. Short recess. Order, Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yesterday when we acted on labor, we did adopt some intent. I just wanted to be sure that intent was still there. It does not affect any dollars. There's intent on page 2, page 4, page 12, page 36, and page 50 that was moved previously. I'd like to remove that intent to be sure it's in the budget, and I have copies of it here for the analysts. I ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objections, adopted. Senator Fisher? Education?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Education. Chairman, I move we rescind the action taken yesterday on the education budget.
Hearing no objections, rescind it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, on page 12, we're using the governor's revised budget. On page 12, there's a minus $150,000. On page 20, handicapped schools, a minus $1.5 million, $100,000. Page 26, pupil transportation, there's an increase of $1,127,500. Page 32, district support services, minus $532,500. Page 34, CIP overhead is a minus $111,200. Page 36, administrative services is minus $114,200. Page 42, central data processing, the plus $194,700. Page 58, special services, the minus $158,600. Page 60, supplemental programs, is a minus 11,000.2. Page 68, instructional improvement, is a minus 75,000.8. Page 70, correspondence study, is a plus 161,000. Page 72, education special projects, is 454.1 thousand addition. Page 80, adult basic education, is a minus 221.8 thousand. Page 86, adult and vocational administration, is a plus 53.7 thousand, and also a plus 153.7 thousand for the 10% restoration of personal services cut. Page 88, Alaska Career Information Center, is a plus 8.5 thousand. Page 108, executive administration, is a plus 211.8 thousand. Page 116 is the Arts Council. There's a total of 340,000. It's the Anchorage Arts Area Arts for 150,000, Perseverance Theater for 190. Then on page 128, Tech Operations is plus 253.2 thousand. Getting down to the end. Page 134, Mount Edgecombe, is an additional 133.8 thousand. Page 144, Vocational Rehab Administration, is a plus 37.4 thousand. Page 146, Independent Living, is a plus additional 6.1 thousand. Page 148, Specialized Facilities, is an additional 73.7 thousand. Page 152, Disability Determination, is a plus 93.9 thousand. Page 54, Supported Work, is an additional 11.5 thousand. Page 158, Library Operations, is an additional 361.6 thousand. Page 164, Museum Operations, is an additional 300 thousand. And there's also, Mr. Chairman, throughout, the intent stays the same, and there is intent in this case for the Pratt and Damon Museum for 50 thousand. Page 170, post-secondary administration, is a negative 18.9 thousand. Page 176, minus 255.1 thousand. Page 92, vocational ed special projects, Cuspid School District, Antioch Vocational Ed Project, is an additional 396 thousand. Page 150, services for the blind and deaf, is an additional 85.6 thousand. And Mr. Chairman, all the intent is still the same as in the original budget. And Mr. Chairman, 571.6 over the governor's revised.
That's the analyst consent. No objection?
No.
Adopted?
Oh, we're good.
No objection, adopted?
You can keep on. Keep here.
Is there any other?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As you're aware, yesterday we moved the revenue budget and also I cast out the changes that were in that budget. I will go ahead and move the May 7th, 1987 memorandum dated for the Department of Revenue and move for adoption.
No objection, adopted.
And move yesterday's revenue budget.
There no objection, adopted.
Admin?
Yep.
Admin is for us.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This was closed out, I believe. We need to rescind our action in closing out the...
We would ask unanimous consent to rescind the action prior on admin. Hearing no objection, rescinded.
Admin.
Admin administration.
Not alone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would suggest these additional changes to what we had before. On page 6 that we under the longevity bonus take out the 49,000 that were 49 whatever it was, bring that to zero figure. And the reason we're doing this, Mr. Chairman, is we just passed legislation out this morning that was related related to the annuity program with the fiscal note of $51.2 million, which fully funds the longevity bonus program. And with that, we don't need that included in the budget.
Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We do have intent language for longevity bonus for funding it, which we can offer at the end or now, doesn't it? What can we do at the end?
We'll accept that at the end.
Yeah.
Hearing no objection, figures on page 6 is out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Also, from pages 12 through 22, there will be a pro rata reduction there based on the funding for the Pioneer Homes. The Juno Pioneer Home was not funded, and we needed to include the funding for this program in there to the tune of $969,000 for residential and nursing care, and then the other Pioneer Homes would be reduced on a pro rata basis.
There is no objection. It's not allowed.
And page 30, the funding for the older under the Lawson Services, the Kenai Peninsula Borough Senior Centers was originally at 150. That would be reduced to 140.
There's no objection. Adopted.
And on page 40, there's an additional intent language that basically states it is the intent of the legislature of the department to keep the mental health clinician at the Fairbanks Public Defender's Office.
There's no objection. Adopted.
No other basic changes. On page 96, the Alaska Public Offices Commission. We had deleted that, or there were some changes. We'll reflect the governor's revised figure at this point.
No objection. Adopted.
Page 96, relating to Southeast Microwave.
Objection. Adopted.
And page 98 and 99, returning to the governor's figure on RATNET, $9,800.
No objection. Adopted.
Excuse me. $980,000, that was, sorry. And then telecommunication, returning to the governor's figure.
No objection. Adopted.
Okay. On page 104, there was an increase of $42,000. And this was basically for grants for Unalaska and St. Paul.
There no objection. Adopted.
And on page 112, this was an item there that we had originally eliminated and moved to the front portion of the budget. It is the intent here of the subcommittee to return this section back into this budget, accepting the governor's revised. This is the leasing. The amount there that the State Department of Administration uses to pay for its leases on Alaska state buildings.
No objection. Adopted.
Okay. That's it.
Administration is closed.
Fish and game's ready, too.
Pardon?
Fish and game's ready.
Fish and game? Let's go, fish and game. Don't have much anxiety.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we open the fish and game budget and make the following amendments from yesterday's action. On page 2, delete the following add-ons. Dillingham position, $26,900. Valdez biologist, $34,000. Cordova fish tech, $67,100. And delete $250,000 of general funds for the shellfish status charters, and replace that with $750,000 in test fish non-general funds.
There's no objection. Adopted.
Page 22, rescind all options, and we'll move the house numbers plus $145,900 of general fund dollars for the Katoy hatchery.
There's no objection. Adopted.
Page 38. Rescind all our actions of yesterday and remove the house numbers.
No objection. Adopted.
Completes fish and game.
Fish and game completed.
Page
Department of Natural Resources, okay? This time we'll take up natural resources. Senator Duncan?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The recommendation for the Department of Natural Resources would be as follows. Using the governor's revised budget as a base and making adjustments from there, we propose the following. On page 2, Commissioner's Office, a reduction of $50,000 for resource experts. On page 4, administrative services, a reduction of $30,600 for mental health roll-in, it's called. On page 18, under commissions, a reduction of $61,200 for mental health commission. On page 22, land, water, public use, reduction of $163,200. And in all components, with the exception of the fire suppression component, a reduction of 15% in travel, which amounts to $194,500. So total general fund reduction from the governor's revised budget would be $499,500. We then propose the following additions, the changes. In the commissioner's office, there's intent language that has been offered by you, Mr. Chairman, and by me and Senator Jones, that I would move. Yours deals with personal services. Senator Jones and my language deals with land conveyances. On page 8, under grants, an addition of $46,800 for reindeer inoculation. On page 18, under commissions, an addition of $175,000 to restore the Citizens Advisory Commission on federal areas. On page 22, under land, water, and public use, an addition for Bristol Bay Recreation Management Plan of $40,000. On page 24, under land conveyances, an addition of $354,000 in program receipts. On page 40, firewood access roads, $179,000 for Senate District K, $30,000 for Taylor Highway. Page 56, geological management. Excuse me, no change there. Page 58, add a new component for ANWR and transfer in the money that's in the budget for ANWR from elsewhere to this component, $414,300. Page 76, under parks, a grant to Alaska at War for $17,000, it's a film. Page 78, under Parks Management, restore the Kodiak Ranger to full-time and Shuyak Island Parks Cabin, $47,100. Page 78, the Alaska Handicapped Sports and Recreation Association, $35,000. Under Agricultural Management, on page 86, Grasshopper Control, $28,000. Plant Materials Center, $15,000. For a total add back in of $612,900,000. Also, throughout the DNR budget, where federal funds were diluted as a result of the governor's 10% reduction in the personal services, the subcommittee is recommending adding back those federal funds. Mr. Chairman.
Hearing no objection, adopted. DNR budget closed. This time we'll take up Department of Environmental Conservation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, working from the governor's revised figures on the Department of Environmental Conservation, the recommendations would be as follows. On page 2, Office of the Commissioner, there's intent language to read. It is the intent of the legislature of the Department of Environmental Conservation fiscal year 1989 operating budget be prepared and presented to the legislature in project budget format similar to budgets submitted for Department of Natural Resources and Department of Fish and Game. Secondly, where federal funds and interagency receipts were reduced in the governor's budget due to 10% personal services reduction, the proposal was to restore those. The amount of $167,100 in federal funds and $33,300 in interagency receipts. Those appear as follows. On page 6, under administrative services, $2,800 in federal funds. Under facility construction, page 12, $17,800 in federal funds restored. Under facility construction, CIQ, page 14. $7,000 restored in federal funds and environmental quality Southeast region, page 20. 20.9 in federal funds, 1.3 in interagency receipts. Under environmental quality South Central region, page 22. 29.2 thousand in federal, 20.5 in interagency receipts. Under environmental quality Northern region, page 24. 27.9 in federal funds, 11.5 in interagency receipts. Under environmental quality monitoring lab, page 26, 18.6 in federal funds. Environmental quality air, solid waste, page 28, 38.6 in federal funds. Under environmental health, director's office, page 34, $4,300 in federal funds. Total restoration, 167.1 in federal funds, 33.3 in interagency receipts. And finally, the Senate Hess budget transfers about $115,500 for remote maintenance workers to the Department of Environmental Conservation for remote maintenance grants. These funds would be transferred in on page 12, facility construction remote maintenance workers in the 700 line of grants and claims. That's $115,500. I would move adoption and ask unanimous consent.
No objections. Adopted. See what is this fund?
Mr. Chairman,
Investigative terrorist component.
intent of the juvenile, follows the son of the runner, 21, incorporated the department of public safety, runs on positions, related to the surround fire, Reason.